ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਨੇ ਕੁਲਜੀਤ, ਜੋ ਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਖਾਸ ਹੁਨਰ ਦੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਹਨ, ਜਿਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਥੋੜੀ ਦੇਰ ਵਿੱਚ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਕੁਲਜੀਤ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿਛੋਕੜ ਬਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਕੀ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਬਾਰੇ। ਕੁਲਜੀਤ, SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਨਿੱਘਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ। ਜੀ ਆਇਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸ਼ੋਅ।
ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ।
ਕੁਲਜੀਤ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੋ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਜਨਮ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ?
ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਜੀ ਫੋਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਹੇਅਰ ਟੂਡੇ, ਇਟਸ ਅ ਪਲੇਜ਼ਰ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਔਨ ਬੋਰਡ। ਸੋ ਮਾਈ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਇਜ਼, ਮੇਰਾ ਜਨਮ ਇੱਥੇ ਦਾ ਮੈਲਬਰਨ, ਆਈ ਐਮ 26 ਈਅਰਸ ਓਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਬ੍ਰੋਟ ਅਪ ਹੇਅਰ।
ਅੱਛਾ, ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ?
Currently, I'm a design engineer. Work for a company called Lotus Doors in the building industry. So,
okay. ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਖਾਸ ਹੁਨਰ ਦੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਹੋ। ਯੂ ਪਲੇ ਤਬਲਾ। ਤਬਲੇ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋਇਆ?
ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਸੀ, I was used to play on the pots and pans in the kitchen. So mum saw me and said, you know, there's something in this Munda, he plays music and he likes it. So an uncle, a family friend who imported instruments at the time, said, would you like a tabla set? And offered it to us. So from the age of 10, I started learning the tabla and I haven't looked back since.
So apne aap hi shuru to bachpan to hi tode vich shauk si, so I think your mom wanted to save her pots and pans and she got you that to divert you. So tusi 10 saal di umar to tabla sikhna shuru kita, te professional training liti hai tusi?
Haan ji. So pehla main Blackburn Gurdwara to sikhya si, ragi ji to. That was for about a year or two. And fair, I learnt from more recently Sam Evans. Sam Evans has been teaching here in Melbourne for a few years now. And he's learnt from Pandit Anindo Chatterjee, his guru, as well as Ustad Zakir Hussain. So thankfully, we've had a good opportunity to learn from Sam here in Melbourne.
Okay, so you've been in good hands and lots of training, I assume?
That's right, yeah. Hours a day sometimes.
Not many people these days play instruments like these. How difficult was it to find people who would support and train you in this skill?
I think within Australia it's pretty difficult. And so thankfully, being somewhat religious, going to the Gurdwara every so often, we have our live music and Shabad's Kirtan happening there. So thankfully, that's where I made the start. With context.
And were the parents worried at all growing up that you're just going to go into music and not have a professional career?
Oh, definitely. I've always been really passionate about music. And so they've encouraged me to get a degree first and then continue with hobbies.
Looks like you've done well. ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਬਾਰੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹਾਂਗੇ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ 3DLI ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ, ਉਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੋ, ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ?
ਹਾਂਜੀ, 3DLI ਆਪਾਂ 3D ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟਿੰਗ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਸੋ ਪਿਛਲੇ 2 ਸਾਲ ਤੋਂ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ। ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਇੰਜੀਨੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੋਟਾਈਪਿੰਗ, ਸੋ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਕੈਡ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਈਨ ਔਨ ਅ ਕੰਪਿਊਟਰ। ਇਫ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਆਈਡੀਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੈਗਾ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਈਨ ਇਨ ਕੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਡਰੋ ਇਟ ਅਪ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ 3D ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟ ਇਟ। ਸੋ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟ ਇਨ ਪਲਾਸਟਿਕ, ABS ਪਲਾਸਟਿਕ, ਐਂਡ ਸੋ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਅ ਮੈਟਰ ਆਫ ਆਵਰਸ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਹੈਵ ਕੁਛ ਇਨ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਹੈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਟੱਚ ਐਂਡ ਫੀਲ। ਦੈਟਸ ਇਟ, ਯੈਪ।
ਇਹ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਪੁੱਛ ਰਹੀ ਹਾਂ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੁਝ ਮਿਊਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਇੰਸਟਰੂਮੈਂਟਸ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟ ਕੀਤੇ ਨੇ, ਸੋ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਇੰਸਟਰੂਮੈਂਟਸ ਹਾਲੇ ਤੱਕ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟ ਕੀਤੇ ਨੇ?
ਸੋ ਆਪਾਂ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟਡ ਅ ਸਿਤਾਰ, ਅ ਫੁੱਲ ਸਾਈਜ਼ ਸਿਤਾਰ, ਇਟ ਫੰਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਸਾਊਂਡਸ ਫੈਂਟਾਸਟਿਕ।
ਤੇ ਇਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਕਾਇਦਾ ਟੈਸਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਇੱਕ ਓਰੀਜਨਲ ਸਿਤਾਰ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਦੀ ਸਿਤਾਰ ਹੈ?
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਸੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਦੋਸਤ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ, ਯੂ ਨੋ, ਕੈਨ ਯੂ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟ ਅ ਸਿਤਾਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਪਰਸਨ ਹੀ plays a sitar professionally.
Okay.
So we have reverse engineered using his sitar and we've compared directly the sound difference and we found that the 3D printed one is louder.
Okay.
So there's actually more volume to it.
Yeah.
And it maintains all the acoustics of the original sitar.
Oh, that's very good. And you've printed a tabla as well, a set?
Hanji, yeah, we've printed a complete tabla set. We still have to work on the sound quality of a tabla.
Yeah.
It's much more difficult being a drum. However, we'll look at printing in ceramic soon. Okay. So we think that'll
work
better.
Because tabla de vich menu any knowledge nahi hai, but I think ek one is made out of wood and the other is metal, isn't it?
Haan ji.
Te onu replicate karna us awaz nu thoda difficult ho sakta hai.
Haan ji, bahut difficult hai, cuz halavi we can't print in wood material.
Yeah.
But we can try to replicate it, so we can try a ceramic or a very dense plastic. And even the left side we can print in steel for the baya, the left side. And so that's something we'll look at soon.
Well, there's something new and we'll be looking forward to when you print another one and test it out. Tell us, kinna time lagda hai ek planning ch, like je ek tabla da set print karna hai, how much time would it take for an idea to materialize?
So say we look at the tabla, the idea, we knew we wanted to print the instrument. As soon as we know the idea, it's a matter of just starting and sketching up. So it might take minimum just gentak to draw it up.
Okay.
And we could have a model on the screen and then we press go. And I mean, in terms of printing time, the sitar print currently was 70 kente or 10 din.
7 hours.
70, 70.
Oh, yeah. 70 hours.
So
okay.
3 days of printing. So, you know, you can get your idea down within a matter of hours.
Yeah.
But the printing may take days.
Take time. And then assembly vi hundi hai? Is that included in those 70 hours are included in assembly?
Nee ji, that's just the printing.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, at the moment you can only print about 300 mil squared or cubed.
Okay,
sorry,
at one time.
At one time. So the sitar, for example, is made up of 6 pieces. And basically you can glue it together with acetone.
It's a very new concept, 3D printing. What do you think? J 3D printing the jo in technology, if it takes off in printing musical instruments, is it going to enhance the quality or is it going to be cheaper and available to more people who can afford it? Or is it going to, you know, downgrade the quality of the music that we are so used to? And, you know, it's a classical music instrument.
Yeah. At this point in time, I think with the printing technology, it's difficult, I guess, to improve the quality that we currently have from our natural resources.
Yeah.
So you can't beat good old hardwood, teak or steel for that matter. And so it's a challenge at this point in time. However, because you can redesign a part, it means you can create something which you couldn't create before with natural manufacturing technology. So from that point of view in engineering, we could almost replicate the original, if not exceed the sound quality. So we could design something better than we could have ever before.
Okay. Do you know if you are the first business to print these 3D instruments, or has anyone else done it before?
Definitely printing companies around the world are looking at musical instruments.
Yeah.
There has been a guitar printed before us. However, we are pretty confident that we are the first in Australia, if not the world, to print a sitar and a tabla.
Usually musician or people who play one instrument have an inclination to, you know, dab into other fields as well. So do you play anything else other than the tabla?
I've started learning mandolin, electric mandolin.
Okay.
So that's something I'll continue. And apart from that, I have started up an electronica band. So I do play a lot of electronic instruments such as keyboard and MIDI inputs.
For all the people who are listening to you right now and any youngsters who want to get into playing an instrument, especially something like tabla, how long does it take to get a hang of it? Kinni der lagdi hai basics sikhande vich te kinni practice us to baad karni pendi hai lagatar taaki tusi, you know, achhi tarah sikh sako?
Well, if we're looking at the tabla, you could have the basics, your basic notes, well within about 15 to 20 classes.
Okay.
Now, having said that, you will learn the notes, but it doesn't mean your technique will be 100%.
Yeah.
So technique takes time. It may take years to perfect the individual notes. So with tabla, I think, you know, 15 to 20 classes, you'll have down your basics, but it's up to Riaz. I recommend at least an hour a day for every single student. You must practice.
So it's discipline and you have to be committed to that.
Hanji. Yeah. I didn't mention, I also play the dhol, the dhol drums, and that's getting very popular here in Melbourne and Australia. And currently teaching that, I think within 10 classes, I can confidently teach most students the basics.
ਅੱਛਾ ਕੁਲਜੀਤ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ ਹੋ, ਉਸ ਲਈ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ। ਪਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਪਰਫਾਰਮੈਂਸ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾਣ ਦੇਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਈਲ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਪਲੇ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਅਸ ਔਨ ਯੋਰ ਤਬਲਾ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਆਰ ਆਡੀਅੰਸ ਵੁੱਡ ਲਵ ਟੂ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਟ ਐਜ਼ ਵੈਲ।
All right, great. Thank you for having me today. What I'll be performing is Teen Taal, and this is 16 beats.